information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
I think that Zimbabweans out there should get some sort of safety. That's the first thing. Or look for somewhere where they're not going to be victimized. And Zimbabweans locally should stop supporting South Africa economically in the sense of going to their shows or even boycotting their products. That means y'all subscribing DSTV in South Africa should stop that. That means these people coming to do performances here in Zimbabwe, we shouldn't go just to show them how serious we are about how they're treating our people out there.
What I can say about the xenophobic attacks is that I'm totally appalled and pained by what I've seen, the pictures and the videos that have been circulating on social media. You know, there can never be any justification for killing another human being, let alone dousing them in fuel and setting them alight, children included. And to have a king who utters words to incite such atrocities is more than a tragedy. Boycotting South African goods can only work if we have viable industries of our own. And of course, we cannot deceive ourselves so much on that front. Again, boycotting South African artist shows, what I can say about that is an eye for an eye only makes the world go blind. Reverse xenophobia does not address the problem, but just escalates it. And I believe that we as Zimbabweans and everyone else in Africa, we are better than them.
Firstly, with regards to the xenophobic or Afrophobic attacks, depending on how you want to look at it, I think that just yesterday, we as Africans stood together to remove Rhodes' statue, which is a symbol of colonial oppression. And now today we're looking at each other wondering as to whether we're even brothers and sisters at all. Well, or should I say brothers and sisters in the same struggle?
And yes, so I decided to start this week's episode with your comments on the horrible activities that are happening in South Africa, where there's xenophobic violence that's taking place there, that is in KwaZulu-Natal and now spreading to Gauteng province. Just over Thursday night, you had attacks happening in Benoni, in Yepis town and all that other stuff. And, you know, there's all sorts of conversations being taken place, all sorts of messages being sent by different governments. Our own government in Zimbabwe has said that it has started work on repatriating Zimbabweans, or at least trying to make sure that Zimbabweans are safe in South Africa. And that is something that's commendable, and we're a lot behind that. But what I want to talk about right now is there's a lot of messages that are making their way on social media of all sorts, and it's escalating to a point where it's just not necessary. First and foremost, a lot of images being passed out that we've seen are not necessarily related to the recent spate of violence. Don't get me wrong, the spate of violence that's taking place at the moment is horrible, and it doesn't need an exaggeration. But for people to take unrelated images, some of which are from the Central African Republic violence that was happening last year, and also to take events from like 5 years ago, or even take events that are unrelated to xenophobia, like one video where someone was being burnt is over a domestic issue, which is completely wrong, don't get me wrong. But, you know, it fans up emotions, it stirs up emotions, and gets people a lot angrier than they're supposed to be. And that is just unfair, because what it does is that it just completely distorts the emotions of people. And that gets you into an extremely dangerous place. Like, people start behaving in a certain way because they think that is the full information, that is the picture that is painted of what's happening right now. And what we really should be trying to work towards is creating a united front against xenophobia. The majority of South Africans are completely against this. And, you know, it's just not fair to paint the whole of South Africa, a lot of whom are peace-loving people, as this kind of people. And I've been seeing people on comments saying that, oh, South Africans are violent, South Africans are lazy, South Africans are uneducated. Even some people saying that comedians coming out and saying that. Painting a whole nation based on a bunch of idiots is just completely unfair. It's wrong. And, you know, it's as bad as the xenophobes that are out there. And if you're sitting there and you're making summary judgments against a whole population because of a few miscreants, then you also are as horrible as those xenophobes. You know, stop doing that. And as far as some people are concerned, saying, you know, we should ban South African artists and so forth. Well, how about engaging? That's just one thing that we need to start doing. Engage people and let's come to a solution. Because at the end of the day, we've got brothers and sisters down in those countries. Let's engage, let's come to a solution, you know, whatever it is. It's disgusting. It's sad. And let's not make it worse than it actually is.
If it ain't peace, love, and unity, it ain't the right gospel to preach. We all want in God's eyes, no matter what language you speak. Hey, if it ain't peace, love, and unity, it ain't the right gospel to preach, y'all. Oh, cause we all want in God's eyes, no matter what color or skin. I say, peace to the world, peace to Africa, peace to Nigeria, yeah. Peace to South Africa, oh. And peace of mind, here's what I pray for. I hope for the day we wake up to no xenophobia, yeah. We're not foreigners, to each other we identical, yes. Different nationalities, but that's not the borderline cause, we need each other, yes. Each one can teach one, they call us that wall, but we're still far from inferior, look, peace. What we're trying to push for, especially for the kids growing up in the ghetto. It's bad enough we don't have enough wealth like the first world. But peace will make us come together and achieve more. We need more people in this puzzle. Two fingers up in the air, fighting the struggle. We don't want war, we need peace, love, and unity. To the Most High, I pray, it blesses our communities. Peace. If it ain't peace, love, and unity, it ain't the right gospel to preach.
Yeah, that is a spiritual song, you know, conscious song from a man by the name of Calvin, that Luveve boy, and the track is called Peace, Love and Unity, a song he put together specially to speak out against the violence that's happening in KwaZulu-Natal in South Africa. The name is Larry, you're listening to the Criticast, and the thing I want to talk about right now is actually the news that happened over the week. Some of the news stories that happened over the week, Percy Sledge passed away, and that's like huge, yeah, sad. He's the guy who sang When a Man Loves a Woman, and that was a song that was on so many local dramas in the 90s in Zimbabwe. They used to have those local dramas that that used to screen between 7:30 and 8 or something. I can't remember. It's a long time ago. Yeah, whatever. And then also what happened this past week, we had TB Joshua coming out and saying that there was a prophecy that he was alleged to have uttered, or whatever it is, that there were three prophets that were going to fall in Zimbabwe. He says, no, I didn't say that. You guys made that stuff up. Amaro Brown's got a new single out. I'll play for you next week. But it's called Havarares. Curiously, it is written by her ex, Rocky, and then put together by one of my favorite producers in Zimbabwe. That is a Yagyu Dojo. It's a dope song. Yeah, Havarare. I've seen her perform it at the Shoko Festival. And it was like, wow, she's got so much energy. She's got so much energy. She's got energy for days. Yeah. Then also, strange story that came out this past week. You know, there's a new station in Bulawayo called Skies Metro FM. It's going to be broadcasting out of Amakhosi Theater. Then, you know, just so happened that a lot of people that were, some people, not a lot, let's not exaggerate the situation. Some people were not happy with the appointments of a largely non-Shona crew and presenters. Well, not so much appointment, but shortlisting. There were people like, no, this is tribalism, oh my goodness, and whatnot. And I was like, oh, that is so weird. How can you accuse a station that is based in a largely Matebele type of area of being tribalist? And not only that, it's a mixture of Venda and Tebele and all sorts of people, and you're like, oh, wow, are we going to make this a thing? And I was like, no, what are you going to make that a thing for? You know what I mean? Just because you don't know the difference between an Ndebele surname and a Kalanga surname. You know, that's on you. You know, sometimes people just love being offended. It's just like weird. And then finally also happening this past week, shout out to Brendan Taylor, who became the first player in Nottinghamshire history to score two centuries in two matches, in his first two matches for his new side. We'll miss him for Zimbabwe because he's such a graceful player and so forth. And he did come out in an interview this past week saying that it was such a difficult decision for him to make. After the World Cup, apparently he was making like £132 for the whole tournament or something. It's like something ridiculous like that. Now he gets to make about £100,000 per year, and it's like, you know, as much as you want to be, oh yeah, let's fight for the shirt and whatever, at the end of the day he's got a family to take care of and stuff like that. He's got to make decisions. Yeah, Zimbabwe cricket, get your act in order. On the other side of this DJ CMAT top five, I am going to talk about what is consent in light of that alleged sexual misconduct situation in the Big Brother house. What is consent?
As we go a little something like this. Hit it!
Soft and the quad is when you buy it. Never ya kuna flare timbo simuds on my bars. Flora warova iri gachi raku pets rava vingi chicha vans wakana number.
Material girl living in a material world. She love to roll in the bins. Five of her friends in the club getting down with the major pins.
Gada indi gada indi gada. Oramba, oramba, oramba.
Keep it for rain as you suvara shika.
And you're listening to DJ C-Mac, a super DJ.
Yeah, shout out to DJ C-Mac, his top five tracks you should be listening to right now. Yeah. Shout out to him. He's also on Star FM every single, Friday between 4:30 and 5 p.m. Great. He'll be back next week. The name is Larry. It's the Criticast. In the final segment, I'll talk about something that is a bit uncomfortable. This past week, there were two members of, two contestants of the Big Brother Mzansi competition who were removed from the house. One was expelled and the other one was removed for her own safety and well-being. And the housemate that was removed, or what is expelled, was a guy by the name of Adams. And the girl was removed was called Bex. Now, what happened was they came information to light that Adams went and told members of the house that he had dipped in this girl when she had passed out. And then she could intimated to her friends or fellow housemates that it was not consensual. She did not consent to having sex with this guy. So now Mnet has put together an independent panel to research, or rather to investigate into whether there was an actual rape. Now, this is like, wow, that's like deep and all sorts of things. When it came out first, some people were like, oh, if both the housemates were drunk and whatever, then, you know, who can define what consent is? But if she's passed out, that's a completely different thing, you know. And it got me thinking, oh, there's so many situations where a woman has not necessarily consented to certain something, but she doesn't know that she has been raped. You know, if someone just feels violated, I think that's the standard for it all. Now, you know what I mean, violated, like they feel like it's been forced upon them. Then, you know, don't do that. You know, like there's a guy, the villain from Con Air, Cyrus the Virus, says rapist for him, a mixture between a cockroach and that stuff that accumulates in the corner of your mouth when you're thirsty. So disgusting they are. So now, putting that against that context, what exactly is consent? And I'm saying consent is as long as she hasn't said no or has not indicated that she says no, then there is no consent. And you know, you don't want to be that weird guy who forcibly entered into her. Like, for example, if she's passed out. No. And also, there's situations where you've already started in the act, and then at some point she's like, no, stop, and no, stop. And she's fighting you off and stuff like that. It's not consensual, guy. It's don't. It's like, don't. And that's just like the basic rule. Just don't be that guy. Don't. It's just weird. Just forcible entries. Like, no. It must be like traumatizing, really. It's just like, yeah. Anyway, with that, I say thank you very much for listening to me to this week's Criticast. And, you know, I really want you to have a good week. And it's Independence Day this coming Saturday. And, you know, go out there and spread the gospel of a great nation that we live in. Take care of you and every single person that you love. Remember to catch me every single Friday on ZFM between 6:30 and 7, where I'll be presenting with Kundai Chianika. It's a program put together, or rather sponsored, or brought to you, brought to you by The Movement. Yeah. It's great, those guys, Emerson and them. Yeah, we love them. So, yeah, thank you very much for listening to the show. And I say take care of yourself and the people that you love. And if you're in South Africa, my prayers are with you. Take care. I want you guys to really, I want you to prosper as everybody. And I'm reaching out to all my South African friends, telling you that I love each and every one of you. I love each and every one of you. And, you know, especially the ones that are peace loving and stuff like that. It's just a horrid time for the whole continent and stuff like that. And yeah. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquidirai.com, or you can get in touch with me via Twitter @Quidirai on my website, www.larryquidirai.com. And Quidirai has got a YI at the end. And I'll leave you listening to another brand new track. It's called Changes. It's from my favorite rapper and my favorite rapper. That's Solar Rays, Depth, the rapper, and Cynic. The name is Larry. It's been such a pleasure. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. As I said, please, please be safe out there. The name is Larry. Peace.
To say the same while the world around me change. A person stuck in a moment is like one bound in chains. Even mountains are eroded with time. Welcome to pain, cause through the flames as our gold is refined. Continents drift like friends when communication dies. Given enough time, even a fool can change a wise. That's why I don't view my flaws as eternal and take every experience as something I can learn from. Streams turning to rivers and flames turning to cinders. Politicians promise it, but life always delivers that change. Either embrace it or get left behind or seek balance. Cause that's an emblem of a blessed mind. Was stressed by time, slipping through closed hands. My life static like I hear the music but don't know the dance. But growth is mostly undetected in the physical. Change my position so I see from a different view. Ugly caterpillars got potential to sprout wings. And dry seasons end with the droplets of clouds bring. I took a trip down memory lane and got lost. Cause everything changed, it all changed.
Empires rise and some they fall. What once was there ain't there no more. Changes. Empires rise and some they fall. What once was there ain't there no more. And all I see is...
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?